This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. Couple things there. Anytime you see the word blameless in the Bible, it doesn't mean perfect. Do you know what it means? The word blameless means no charge can be made of unconfessed sin against you. To be blameless means there's nothing that you haven't confessed to the Lord in terms of sin, nothing I haven't confessed to the Lord. In the New Testament, it says an elder must be blameless. It doesn't mean he must be perfect. No one can say, hey, there's unconfessed sin in his life 5 years ago. He's never dealt with it. That's what it means, to be blameless. And the Lord says, I don't withhold any good thing from anyone whose walk is blameless, who's in a right relationship. This may surprise you, but it's an interesting thought. Someday, I think we're going to thank God for answered prayers, but we're also going to say, God, thank you for not answering that one. You ever prayed for something and you were convinced you had to have that house, that car, that job, that situation, I got to have that, and you got it? He said, man, it's been like an albatross. It's been like a 50-pound weight around my neck. Sometimes the thing that we want the most, we get it. And say, oh, I wish I never got that thing in the first place. I've had people tell me that about things in their life and about relationships in their life. When they got what they wanted and it didn't deliver. When they got what they wanted in life, but it didn't deliver. O Lord Almighty, verse 12, blessed is the man who trusts in you. It's all about trusting in the Lord. Everything is. You know, I said this in the first service. There's nothing in the book of Psalms in prayer that indicates somebody was looking for meaning in life. They were seeking God. They weren't trying to figure themselves out and find self-identification and self-meaning and find my purpose. They were seeking God. Should I learn something from that? I think so. It's all about seeking God. It's not just about finding meaning in your life or finding a reason for being or finding the reason for success or whatever. It's finding a relationship with the God who made you through his son, Jesus Christ. I really believe that. It's all about seeking him, seeking a person, the Lord God Almighty through his son, Christ. I've got a funny story to end with and then a serious story to end with. Jim Kane is a writer. He tells about two Kentucky farmers who owned racing stables and had developed a keen rivalry. One spring, each of them entered a horse in a local steeplechase. Thinking that a professional rider might help him outdo his friend, one of the farmers hired a top-notch jockey of the area. The two horses were leading the race at the last fence, but it proved too tough for them. Both horses fell, unseating their riders. But this calamity did not stop the professional jockey. He quickly remounted, and he won the race, returning triumphant to the owner. He found the farmer who hired him was fuming with rage. What's the matter? I won, didn't I? Oh, yes, you did. You won all right, but you still don't know, do you? And he said, know what? You got back on the wrong horse. You got back on the wrong horse. Jim Kane says this, that describes most Americans. I won. There's only one problem. They're on the wrong horse. And we ride horses like anger. And we ride horses like success. And we ride horses like jealousy and resentment and bitterness or wealth. And those horses can give out. And he said, what difference does it make for most people if you win your race, but you were on the wrong horse to begin with?
We close this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.